It is not winning what makes you great. It is when you lose and you have the ability to continue to get up and move forward, and you have the ability to continue to believe in and making sure in our city, in our great city, that everybody will have that opportunity in the growth in the city.
Albany Democrats have a new sense of momentum going in a positive direction if former city councilman and mayoral candidate Corey Ellis' concession speech is any indication. Pre-election polls had already given Kathy Sheehan a large advantage going into Tuesday's primary. Her victory address at the packed Albany pump station reflected the anticipation that something new is beginning.
This campaign has always been about bringing positive change to City Hall. When I announced that I was running in November, I said I was running for mayor, not against anyone, and we've remained true to that promise.
Albany's presumptive mayor-to-be may be signaling the end of a century-long political dynasty crystallized by the term Democratic machine, which many in the crowd now believe has been vanquished. Bob Ward, a former WAMC commentator, was among Sheehan's supporters.
Having grown up when Mayor Corning was the leader of the city for many decades, this is an incredibly exciting time. It's a great time of change in Albany. We look forward to very important things from our wonderful new mayor.
Outgoing Mayor Jerry Jennings, who announced in May he would not seek a sixth term, did not endorse a mayoral candidate, but did come out stumping for Gary Domalowicz to succeed Sheehan as city treasurer. Domalowicz was handed a loss by Sheehan-backed Darius Schonfar. State Senator Neil Breslin blessed the Sheehan win, framing it as a wonderful new beginning.
Well, you know something? I think the Democratic Party is solidifying, and we're becoming one page rather than divergent pages. And I think this is a wonderful start, having Kathy as mayor.
Assuming Sheehan wins in November, Capital Region author and historian Don Rittner says Madam Mayor will be a municipal mile marker.
Albany's one of the oldest historic cities in the country. For the last 250 years, it's been run by aristocracies, political machines, and today democracy has come to the city.
Rittner adds that Sheehan will push the capital city into the 21st century technologically.
I think you're going to see a lot of very progressive things coming. I mean, Albany has about 100 years of catching up to do, and I think you're going to see that happening.
The next act of this political play comes with November's general election that pits Sheehan mainly against Republican Jesse Calhoun and conservative Joe Sullivan. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.